2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. This is the infallible word of God. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This is the word of God. I usually do my work inside our house. But the weather, boys and girls, as you've noticed, is getting nicer. It's getting sunnier, and it's getting warmer. So this past week, I took a book and I did some reading, not inside, but outside. That's right. Now, you know, our houses and your houses have insides and outsides. But you know that God's Word tells us in our passage tonight, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, and in many other places in the Bible, that people, too, just like houses, people have outsides and insides. People have outsides and insides. What is on your outside? What is on your outside? Well, that's what people see. It's what you see. When you look in the mirror, you see your hair and your skin and your fingers and hands and arms and legs. That's your outside. But what is on your inside? What is on your inside? Have you ever cut yourself? What comes out? What comes from the inside to the outside? Your blood. That's right. That's something that's on the inside that when you cut yourself, you see it and it comes out on the outside. We're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. And in preaching to the children tonight, we're seeing that we have outsides and insides. That's right. If you've ever cut yourself, what comes out is blood. It comes from the inside to the outside. Have you ever had a broken bone? If you've had a broken bone, maybe you've gone to the doctor and the doctor's used a very special machine to take a picture, not of your outside, but of your inside. A picture that shows you your bones. It's called an X-ray. Have you ever felt your pulse? Put your fingers on your neck or on your wrist. Do you feel it? Thump, thump, thump. That thumping, what you feel is the effect of your heart on your inside beating. You can't see it, but you can feel it. You know, boys and girls, your heart that beats and pumps your blood, your heart, your blood, your bones, and other things are on your inside. But in a way, and you'll have to think carefully about this, in a way, all those things are still part of what the Bible calls your outside. Now that sounds funny, but just hang in there with me and think about it. We have an outside, and there are things that are on the inside, but in a way, even those things that are on our inside, like our heart and our blood and our bones, are what the Bible still says is part of your outside. When the Bible talks about your inside, often God means your heart, and not the one that pumps your blood, but something else that God has put into people. The inside, the real inside, your special heart. It's also called in the Bible your soul or your spirit. Your inside. It's what thinks. Your inside, this real inside, is what feels happy or sad. It is your inside that dreams. It is your inside that sometimes wants to do good things, but sometimes wants to lie, or to be mean, or to be selfish. That's your inside. It is your inside that prays, even when your mouth doesn't say anything out loud. It's your inside that prays. You know, the Bible says that God made your outside and your inside. Jesus said that in Luke 11:40. Did not he who made the outside also make the inside? When God made people, he made them very good on the outside and on the inside. But Adam sinned. First, Adam and Eve sinned on the inside by not loving or trusting or believing God. Instead, they believed the devil. And after they had sinned on the inside, then they sinned on the outside by eating the fruit that God said they should not eat. And ever since that fall into sin, man and woman, boys and girls, people on this earth have been bad and miserable on the outside and on the inside. Our inside is sinful. That's Psalm 51, part of which we sang tonight. In sin did my mother conceive. I was born in sin. Our inside is sinful. And that makes our outside do sinful things. Hands that steal. Tongues that lie or say harmful, hurtful things to each other. Eyes that look at things they shouldn't look at. Feet that go to places we shouldn't go. And also, because of sin, the Bible tells us, and we know because of our experience, that our outsides, which includes a lot of our insides, remember, our outside insides are perishing. They're dying. They're breaking down. People get old. Their outside is perishing. That's what Paul writes here in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Though outwardly we are wasting away on our outside. Their outside is perishing. It's sort of like an old bicycle. I was dealing with an old bicycle this week. You know what happens when a bike gets old? Especially if it's been sitting in a barn uncared for a long time. The chain gets rusty and hard to move. It doesn't bend like it used to bend. There are holes in the tubes, rips in the seat. That's what happens when a bike gets old. Well, that's what happens to our outsides. They're wasting away. Now, many of you are young, and you're growing, and you're healthy. But you know, even kids get sick, and they break bones. Remember, that's part of our outside in a way. And they have trouble with their outsides in many ways. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, even though our outward man is perishing, listen to what he says, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. You see what Paul says? Even when our outside is dying, our inside, our real inside, can be getting stronger and happier. Well, how does that happen? How can that be? It happens because of what Jesus did and who he is. Jesus is called in the Bible the great doctor, the great physician, because he can fix not just things on the outside, but in your real inside. He can take away the sin that's there, and he can forgive you. And he can give you a new heart, a new inside. I can't take this outside to a store and say, I'd like a trade-in. I'd like a newer model, please. The old one's getting a bit broken down. But because of what Jesus did, He's able to give people a new inside. And having a new inside is the most important of all. People can be healthy and alive on the outside, but their inside can be dead toward God. People can do good things and look clean on the outside, but on the inside they can still be dirty because of sin on the inside. This is what Jesus had to teach the people when he was on the earth. People who, when you looked at them, you would say, wow, those are good people. Look at all the good things that they're doing. But listen to what Jesus said. Woe to you. He was saying a warning to them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. Jesus said, blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup or the dish, that the outside then may be clean also. You know, there was once a young doctor in England. His name was Martin. He wanted to help people to get better on the outside and on the inside, their bones and their blood, that inside-outside part of us. He wanted to help people to get better. And that was a good thing. And he was very good at it. He even became the helper of the doctor who took care of the Queen of England and her family. But then God showed that young Dr. Martin, who was focusing so much and saying so much about the outside, God showed Martin that he had a real inside, and that only Jesus could make his real inside alive and clean and well. And you know, we're thankful for doctors. They do good things. But for Martin, God got a hold of his life, and he stopped being a doctor. Listen to what he said. We doctors spend most of our time helping people get well just so they can get back to their sin. I saw that I was helping these men to sin, and I decided that I would do no more of it. I wanted to heal souls. Listen to what he said. If a man has a sick body, the outside, but his soul is all right, the inside, he is all right to the very end. But a man with a healthy body and a sick soul may be all right for 60 or 70 years or so, but then he has to face an eternity in hell. You know, just like there's an inside and outside to my house and an inside and outside to us, there is also an inside and an outside to heaven. And only those who love and trust Jesus, who cleans our inside, will be those who will be inside heaven. If your inside is dirty because of sin, Jesus said you will be put outside heaven. It's like the days of Noah and the ark. The people who were safe were the people who were on the inside. They weren't safe if they were on the outside. You know, boys and girls, I pray, and I know that your parents pray for you. And when they pray lots of things for you, especially they pray for your, what do you think? They pray for your inside. Because that's the most important. That's what God sees. Remember what we read in 1 Samuel 16:7? For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outside, but the Lord looks at the heart, the inside. Did you know, boys and girls and older people that are here today, we can only look on the outside. When I look at you, when I look at your life, when you look at my life, we just see the outside. God sees the inside. He knows what's happening there. Only you and God know what's going on the inside. There are things that not even your mom or dad know, or your brothers or sisters, or your pastor. God knows it. There's no way we can hide our inside from God. And if that's true, we should be honest with God. And say, God, I know that you know my inside, and you see all the things that are there that are dirty and bad. But you promise in your word that if we're sorry for our sin and we trust in Jesus, you can give us a clean inside. And that's what we pray. That's what I pray for you. For your inside, most of all. Does that mean that God doesn't care about the outside? Not at all. When Jesus died on the cross, that Friday that he died, his inside went to be with his heavenly Father. But his outside was put in the grave. But on the third day, his inside was joined again to his outside. But his outside was now raised from the dead. Only now it perfectly matched his inside. And both of them, his inside and his outside, were glorious and strong and well. You know, everyone who trusts in Jesus has this great promise. Our inside is new in Jesus. It's new in Christ. We still sin in this life, but on the inside we hate it when we do sin, and we ask God to forgive us. And we are getting stronger and stronger every day. That's what the Bible says, by God's Spirit. And one day, our outside will be made new and perfect. Just like Jesus. Philippians 3, Paul says about God, he will transform our lowly body, our outside, that it may be just like his own glorious body, Jesus' body. That's why Paul can say, therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, you know, boys and girls, you may be healthy and well. But there are other people and even other kids in this congregation who are having lots of trouble on the outside. Do you know that? You ever think about that? I always think of Bruce. He's having trouble on the outside. I think of Daniel these days. He's having trouble on the outside. But you know, when I talk to Bruce, when I talk to Daniel, I'm encouraged. Because it seems to me that God is making them new on the inside. And that's the most important. And God cares about their outside. And one day, if their inside is new, what will God do for their outside? Will make it perfect. Do you know that? No more walkers. No walkers in heaven. No wheelchairs. Only people who run and leap and shout for joy. No people stuck in their beds in heaven. only people who stand before the Lamb, who looks like he was slain, but he is standing now in the throne, and multitudes are singing his praises. What a beautiful, glorious hope we have. That's why we don't lose heart. And we need to encourage each other with these words. You encourage Mrs. Loomis, who hurts every day on the outside. And you say to her, Mrs. Loomis, outside, it's not so good, but inside, we're being renewed. And one day, we will be like him. Therefore, we do not lose it.